You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, for many people, making a payment with your credit or debit card may not be an accessible experience, but there's a new card which is aiming to enhance accessibility and make financial services more accessible to everyone. Joining me now from TaluCard is founder Sam Morgan. Sam, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us, Sam, what is TaluCard? How is it different to other cards that might be in someone's wallet right now?
TaluCard really is all about bringing an inclusive solution to everybody. That's the objective of the product. But what we realised so far when we've been working on the innovation of the product is that when you and I, who are able, could go and make a payment at a terminal, we understand what we're buying and how much we're paying for something in real time when we're making that payment. I mean, ultimately, that's what making a payment is. But what we realized was that there is a slight unbalance in the landscape, in the sense that if you're visually impaired and you're making a payment, you can't actually identify what brand of product you're paying for and how much you're paying for in real time unless you ask somebody for assistance. So TaluCard was developed really to enable those with disabilities to have that same information. So really it's all about information, giving somebody the same information at that time of payment so that they can understand what they're paying for and how much they're paying.
And describe a TaluCard. What is it? How is it different to other cards?
Well, first of all, it's a physical card, but it's slightly different because it's a biometric card. So the biometric card allows an individual to pair their thumb to the card so that every time that they make a payment, they don't have to put the security of a PIN into that transaction. The fingerprint is verified instantly and is secure, so therefore they will never get prompted for a PIN.
Sam, could you give us an idea of what a transaction is like when using a TaluCard?
So basically, I'm going into Marks and Spencer's. I'm going to spend £25 on a wool jumper, but I don't know that I'm going to be doing that unless I ask the cashier. I'm going to represent my biometric card. Now, my app is configured to say anything over £20 is going to ask me to use the two-step process. So the jumper is over £20. The first payment using my fingerprint will be declined as a biometric fail. Then there'll be audio feedback that will come back to me as the user that will say, you're about to spend £25 in Marks and Spencer's. The user can say, oh, actually, yes, that's fine. That's what I want to spend. And then the user represents their card for a second transaction and asks the cashier to re-enter the £25. And at that point, then they have the same information that you and I would have when we go and pay for a jumper that's £25, except we already know it's £25. They didn't know that.
And how did you come up with the idea behind TaluCard? Why was this important to you?
Well, we're working in the accessibility field at the moment, and I work with another founder who's obviously very passionate about accessibility and innovation. And we just realized that there wasn't anything in financial services that allowed those who are visually impaired to make a payment without having the barriers to entry with regard to the PIN. I know that we've got Apple Pay, but Apple Pay is on a device, as we know. Not everybody has an expensive device, you know, or the knowledge to use the software on the device to make payments accessible. So I know that Apple and Microsoft have all made huge developments this year with regards to their accessibility features on their phones. But I think what we were trying to consider was the fact that the physical card really entered a market whereby individuals could make a payment without a PIN and not have to worry about on the sixth attempt of on a point of sale machine of somebody being asked for their PIN. And obviously, if you're visually impaired and you've got a queue of people behind you, you feel uncomfortable enough anyway. And research has already told us that a lot of these people, they'll make payments through Amazon or from home, but they won't necessarily go to the shop because payments aren't accessible. So we really tried to think out of the box to move towards the future of biometrics, to understand that if somebody didn't have a phone with them and they wanted to just make a payment with their card, they would never have any of that friction when they get to the terminal. They would just be able to make that secure payment instantly through the fingerprint verification of the biometric card.
And what's the testing process been like for TaluCard? Have you been working with blind and partially sighted people in the developmental stage?
Yeah, well, we have been working quite closely with the RNIB, and yes, we have been testing it with the visually impaired. And the main issues that we've come across is that for somebody that's pairing their card at point of enrolling their fingerprint, you know, that's a challenging process. Because again, you know, somebody that's visually impaired can't see when there's two ways of verifying your fingerprint on the product. One is through a card reader and one would be through an app. We've gone through some live tests to actually see that there's a huge challenge just in enabling somebody that's visually impaired to enroll their fingerprint successfully onto a product without having the assistance of a companion person there to help them. And after the research that we've done, we found that a lot of these people, rather than having a companion managing their funds, they actually want to be independent. So the objective of Tally with the biometric is really to get them to be able to enroll their fingerprint on the card successfully, to make them uniquely independent when they can go to a shop and make a payment as an individual.
Well, where are you on the journey with TaluCard now? What comes next for you, Sam?
Well, we've done a lot of work on the app. We've worked very closely with the RNIB to push the product through. We're going through the tried and tested program at the moment, but we've had such valuable feedback because ultimately the resources that we've spent and the costs that we've spent on the project and getting the project to market, there's no point in actually funding the card unless we know the technology works. So the back end of the technology with regard to the biometric, with the tactile guidance markers, with the enrollment and with the usability of the registration within the application process, we've tried to align everything with the RNIB to make sure that we're going to tick off all those boxes before we go to, you know, production.
And you mentioned some of the feedback that you've had so far. What are some of the issues that blind and partially sighted people have told you that they encounter with payment systems? What do you hear most often?
Well, most often, again, is that they don't remember their PIN, or they don't want to be not understanding what they're paying for when they're paying for it. So if a cashier said to them, can you enter the PIN, and they've got a flat screen terminal, you know, they've got no idea, even if they do know what their PIN number is, of how to put the digits into that flat screen terminal. So that's one of the biggest challenges. And that's why the biometrics certainly ticks off everything to make that a successful product.
And with the TaluCard itself, will it represent one bank? Will it be able to share information from many banks, from credit cards? How will that work?
Well, at the moment, we're obviously developing the software and the app and the physical card. The great benefit of the test of Talu is that it can be rolled out as a white label solution. So it can be integrated as an SDK into any financial institution. So if they're looking for a checkbox for inclusion, for example, now the European Accessibility Act has passed in Europe, you know, where digital payments do have to be accessible, you know, we have an out-of-the-box solution that can run along their existing database, however they want to run their payments, rather than integrating in. It can just be a standalone SDK that can run, offer them a biometric card and a tailored app to the needs of those that are visually impaired, and they can start rolling it out immediately. So from that perspective, it's got huge scale opportunity.
Well, where can people find out more about TaluCard and follow your next steps?
Well, we've got a website that's currently up and running, and we do have social media, but as soon as we get through the RNIB tried and tested program, we will be rolling out a lot more about how you can get this product and get people involved into the beta testing and get it out there with the financial institutions.
And how valuable has that partnership with the RNIB been to your work so far with Talu?
Oh, it's been absolutely, and you know, it's so valuable that we couldn't have moved forward without it. I think we'd gotten to a point where we thought we had a successful product, and it was highly innovative and it was going to get out to market. But actually what the RNIB has done is dissected it, you know, from every single avenue, and it's improved the product to the point that we've developed so many more features now and streamlined it to the point that we know that it would be the most accessible product that's on the market now with that type of technology. So yeah, it's been incredible.
Do you have a date in mind, Sam, a hopeful sort of timeline where somebody might be able to find a TaluCard in their wallet?
Well, I think we're coming to the end of the development now, so I would say definitely by the end of this year. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing what comes next for TaluCard. Sam Morgan, founder of TaluCard, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Howell.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.